This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Friday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
What's Kira doing in there? Don't she want to go to Lower Loxley?
She'll be out soon, Ed. She can't go ice skating without her gloves.
Come on, Carl, warm up.
Hey, what were you talking to your mum about?
Oh, she's still going on about this stupid idea to have Christmas at your parents'. Like that would make anything better.
Yeah, if anything, it would make things worse. I mean, just the thought of leaving Eddie at home by himself while the rest of us spend the day together...
Well, I think I finally got it through to Mum that we ain't doing it. We'll have lunch here, with them, supper at your folks, just like we planned.
Although that's going to be even harder now. Knowing my Mum offered your Dad an olive branch and he threw it back in her face.
Well, Mum said he did apologise for some of the stuff he said to her.
Yeah, but still. That's going to be hanging over everything now. Oh, seriously, the sooner Christmas has been and gone, the better.
No, I couldn't agree more.
Mind you, if there's one silver lining, apparently the concert at St Stephen's is sold out. So Mum won't be trying to drag us along to that.
Yeah, I heard. My mum was moaning about not being able to get a ticket too. Can't say Dad seemed too disappointed. Just told her that she could listen to carols from Kings for nothing and dashed off to the shed.
Oh, here's Kira.
Oh, finally. She remembered to lock the front door?
Yeah, she's doing it.
Good. Then I suppose we better put on our happy faces. Still the start of the school holidays. Let's at least try to have some fun.
Natasha, where should I throw away these wet tissues?
Sorry?
Nova knocked a drink over.
Oh, where? Not over the living room carpet?
Not all of it. Some went on the sofa as well.
Oh.
That was my fault. I was getting her and Seren to show me their dance moves and there wasn't really enough room.
No, but still, Tom should know better than to let them leave their cups where they can get spilt.
So, where's the bin?
Sorry, Brenda, it's just over there.
Oh.
Excuse the mess. I haven't had time to put all the shopping away yet.
Oh, don't be silly, it's fine. Is there anything I can do to help?
No, I'm just heating up some mac and cheese for the girls. Why don't you go back through and sit down?
Actually, I might stay out of the way for a little while. Tom's still on all fours dabbing up the spillage.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry I can't stay longer. I've been wanting to pop by all week.
Oh, I know. We've just been so busy.
Oh, don't worry. I can see what a hectic life you lead.
Like I say, the house isn't always this messy.
Honestly, it's fine. If I didn't have a cleaner, my house would be just as bad. Not that I'm ever at home. It's ridiculous, really, when I think about how much I paid for it. Especially seeing what properties go for here.
We still think it's expensive around here.
Oh, no, I know. And don't get me wrong, it's a lovely house. The previous owners did a big redesign, so it's got this fabulous open-plan extension.
Mm-hmm.
But if I added up how much time I've actually spent there this year, it would probably have been cheaper to book myself into a swanky hotel on Park Lane. And I'd have had room service.
Excuse me, Brenda, I just need to throw this away.
Oh, sure.
Thanks. So, where are you off to this evening?
Just meeting some old friends in Borchester. I've got to say, it's been great catching up with so many people. I'm still recovering from the bull last night. Kate and Jacob are a curious couple, aren't they?
Sorry, can I just get to that cupboard?
Sorry, yeah. And Lillian was there too with Justin. She even treated us to a bottle of champagne on the house. You and Tom really should have come.
Well, it's hard arranging babysitters at short notice.
No, I understand. And at least this way, I've got to meet Seren and Nova before I head off to Brom.
Yeah.
Honestly, Natasha, I don't know how you do it. Twins and running your own business. Such a shame it didn't work out with Kirsty's house.
Oh.
Are things still awkward with Helen?
No, we're actually seeing eye to eye now.
Great, I'm so pleased. Between you and me, I kind of wish you were buying Kirsty's house. The offer she's accepted isn't turning out to be as simple as she thought.
Oh, how do you mean?
For a start, the couple buying it need to sell their house first and they're in a chain. Plus some of their money is from an inheritance which is still crawling through probate.
Oh, so it's not a done deal?
I've no idea. But Roy and Hayley aren't going to wait forever. At least if you were buying it, it would be a much quicker sale.
Come on, there's still time. You could grab some ice skate.
Honestly, Ed, I'm not in the mood.
Well, then get in the mood. It's your idea to come here.
I know, but I'm perfectly happy watching you and Kieran.
Yeah, but it would be...
I'm a rubbish skater anyway. Now go on, she's waiting. I'll be fine sitting here.
Right, okay. See you in a bit then.
Yeah. Hey, and be careful on them skates.
Well, that's fine for you to say. I'd rather be up a tree with a chainsaw any day. Oh, hello, Vince.
All right, Ed, mate. Emma.
Vince.
How are you?
Oh, you know.
The likes of the eggnog not doing it for you.
No, not really.
Oh, dear. Elizabeth will be disappointed.
It's not her fault. I'm just not really in the festive spirit at the moment.
Let me guess why.
Brenda, did you still want Rex's number?
Yes, please. I was just about to ask you for it.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realise you were coming down.
How do I look?
Wow.
Glammed up enough for a night out in Borchester.
To be honest, you might have overshot. Jeans and a top would have done.
Oh, well, I haven't got time to change now. I'll just have to stick with the Westwood. Taxi number?
Yeah, I'll ping it to you now.
Thanks. Gonna have to try to be sensible tonight. Told Dad I'd head over in the morning. Come lunchtime tomorrow, I will be out of your hair.
Well, don't be silly. It's been lovely, haven't you?
Well, I'll still be keeping an eye on things. Ah, thanks, got it. I don't expect much is going to happen between now and the new year, but if you can keep me up to date with the sale of your place...
Yeah, I will.
Fingers crossed it doesn't all take too long.
I'm sure it won't. I mean, all house sales are complicated.
Yeah, but some are more complicated than others. I just hate to have to tell you Roy and Hayley had run out of patience. I want to come to the housewarming party for a start. Right, I better ring for that cab or I'm never going to get there.
Yeah, okay. Natasha.
Hi, Kirsty, me again. Oh, is Brenda still here? I thought she was going out tonight.
She is. What can I do for you now?
Admittedly, it was before I came on the scene, but Freddie didn't let Elizabeth visit him in prison for ages.
Well, it wasn't because Freddie hated her, though.
No, and I'm sure George doesn't hate you, neither. More likely he's just ashamed. He'll come round.
I hope so, Vince. I'm just so scared of what he's going to be like when he comes out. He's cooped up in there with all these other lads and... he ain't the best judge of character. Wouldn't be the first time he's been led astray.
Look, not everyone who goes to prison comes out a hardened criminal. Freddie didn't.
Well, of course he didn't. He's got all this.
Well, I know that must be how it looks, but believe me, he's had to work hard to prove himself. He's still working hard.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean he's
no,
not.
No, I know, I'm just saying. How you put your life back together ain't just about money. It's about character as well. Now, I don't know George well, but he seems like a bright, capable young fella to me.
He is. You should have seen the reference Pat wrote for him for court, saying how hard-working and resourceful he is.
There you are, then.
He just made one terrible, stupid decision, and then he didn't know how to go back on it. He knows he did the wrong thing.
Well, if that's what you think, have some faith in him then. Prison's going to be a test of his mettle, but it could be the making of him too.
Thank you, Vince. Maybe I should have more faith in him. It's just hard not to feel guilty.
Guilty?
Yeah, like if I'm not worrying, I'm betraying George somehow. Even coming here, I can't enjoy myself and... as for Christmas.
What about it?
All I really want to do is shut the world out and have a cosy day at home.
What? Do that then?
We can't. There's our parents.
So? You're not the one serving a sentence, Emma. You should do whatever you want.
It's your decision, obviously, Kirsty.
Yeah.
But it sounds like a much better arrangement to me. You get to sell your house, but Helen isn't under pressure straight away.
Exactly.
And unlike with the other offer, Tom and Natasha have no chain. Willow Farm could be yours in a matter of weeks.
Yeah, I know. I'm still just a bit worried about Helen. You have checked she's okay with it?
Honestly, Kirsty, she and Tom had a long chat. We're going to live together as one big happy family.
Okay.
At least for a little while, anyway.
Oh, that'll be Rex. I have to go.
Oh, okay.
I know we've already said goodbye once this evening, Natasha.
Yes, indeed.
No harm in doing it again. I really do hope this works out. April Cottage is lovely and everything. But...
Oh, no, I know. But compared to Kirsty's house...
Exactly. I can really picture you and Tom living there. It suits you down to the ground.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, see you in the morning, Kirsty. Try to let myself back in quietly.
Oh, don't worry. Enjoy your evening.
Have a great Christmas, Brenda.
Yeah, you too.
See you.
Bye. Oh, I guess I ought to head off too, Kirsty. Give you time to think. Genuinely, though, if you want to talk to Helen, I know we've not made life easy for you. Just let us know when you've made your mind up.
I think I already have.
What? Really?
I'd like to accept your offer.
Kirsty, that's brilliant. Oh, from now on, I promise everything's going to go super smooth.
Oh, I hope so.
It will. Oh, it'll be the easiest house sale ever. You'll see.
I reckon we stick here from now on. Leave the zipping around to Kira.
Yeah, good idea. So, what made you change your mind?
I just decided two of the three people I care most about in this world are on this ice rink. Just because I can't see George didn't mean I shouldn't enjoy spending time with them.
Oh, good. Because I'm enjoying myself too.
Really?
Yeah.
Well then, what do you reckon to spending Christmas at home, just the three of us?
What are you on about? We've got to spend the day with our folks.
Have we though? We both agree it's going to be horrible. Wouldn't it be so much nicer to just spend it by ourselves? We could get some of that ready-made Christmas food we saw in the supermarket and, like, play some games, watch some telly. Just veg out and not have to pretend for anyone.
Yeah, that sounds great.
So let's do it then. Kira would love it. She doesn't want to spend the day being dragged between feuding grandparents neither.
No, I know. But they've already made loads of preparations. How are they going to feel if we tell them they're going to have to spend Christmas by themselves? They'll be heartbroken.
And we're not.
I
mean it. Mum keeps telling me I have to accept George don't want to see us. Well, they have to accept we want Christmas Day on our own.
Well, if that's what you definitely want...
It is, more than anything.
Then we better think how we're going to break the news.
Yoga is more than just exercise. It's the spiritual practice that millions swear by. And in 2017, Miranda, a university tutor from London, joins a yoga school that promises profound transformation.
It felt a really safe and welcoming space. After the yoga classes, I felt amazing.
But soon, that calm, welcoming atmosphere leads to something far darker, a journey that leads to allegations of grooming, trafficking and exploitation across international borders.
I don't have my passport, I don't have my phone, I don't have my bank cards, I have nothing.
The passport being taken, the being in a house and not feeling like they can leave.
World of Secrets is where untold stories are unveiled and hidden realities are exposed. In this new series, we're confronting the dark side of the wellness industry, where the hope of a spiritual breakthrough gives way to disturbing accusations.
You just get sucked in so gradually, and it's done so skillfully that you don't realise.
And it's like this secret that's there. I wanted to believe that, you know, that whatever they were doing, even if it seemed gross to me, was for some spiritual reason that I couldn't yet understand.
Revealing the hidden secrets of a global yoga network.
I feel that I have no other choice. The only thing I can do is to speak about this and to put my reputation and everything else on the line. I want truth and justice. and for other people to not be hurt, for things to be different in the future.
To bring it into the light and almost alchemize some of that evil stuff that went on and take back the power.
World of Secrets, Season 6, The Bad Guru. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.